The conference corresponded with press events across the nation as part of a day of action for immigration reform. The group called for what they say is sensible reform: secured borders, an expansion of work and visa programs, an expansion of citizenship opportunities, and humane immigration enforcement. Mark Schlackman is the senior program director for Florida State University's Center for the Advancement of Human Rights. He calls reform a nonpartisan issue and says legislators shouldn't wait longer for stronger enforcement of the current laws.
The reality is the most effective way to enforce immigration law is to have an integrated approach that deals with the estimated 11 million people who are living in the shadows here, provides a reasonable path to citizenship that makes the appropriate adjustments, and overcomes these simple narratives.
According to Harper Polling, Florida is ready for a change too. A recent poll reveals 85% of Florida voters believe the U.S. immigration system needs changing. Rudy Fernandez, an adjunct professor at the University of Miami, says radical protesters have obscured this support.
If a silent majority stays silent, an issue can be taken hostage by a very passionate minority.
Nationally, no fewer than 70% of voters believe Congress should act on immigration reform this year. For WFSU News, I'm Matthew Stolpe.